Watch, Transgender Conference Speaker Leads Session on Decolonizing Gender. By Spencer Lindquist on October 14, 2022. The public's belief people are either male or female is really a hidden weapon for racist white supremacy, said a pro-transgender advocate in a video obtained by Breitbart News. The gender binary that was used as a tool of colonialism, genocide, settlement and empire continues to be used today. San Chang, an Oakland-based equity consultant, claimed in an October 2021 talk hosted by the Fenway Institute. The presentation was titled Decolonizing Gender: How Mental Health Providers Can Break Out of the Binary, and took place at a conference called Advancing Excellence in Transgender Health. Chang also argued that gender roles are a tool of white supremacy, remarking that the lens that most of us have, because we live in this white supremacist culture, is that there is a certain way to be a man or a woman, and so many of those things are unconsciously tied up with whiteness. Chang went on to discuss non-binary identities, saying there's tons more, there's ones I've never heard of, there's ones that are on their way. There's so many, and that's part of the beauty of the resilience of the trans community. On the list of non-binary identities were the terms genderfuck, neutrois, eunuch, ladyboy, and masculine of center. There's a whole bunch of neo-pronouns out there, but it is so important to not argue with clients about grammar or to tell them that their pronouns are difficult for you, Chang explained. Grammar policing is a tool of racism, classism, ableism, and xenophobia, Chang also contended. Chang continued to argue that the gender binary was used by settlers as a means of oppression, claiming early settlers and colonizers policed and punished indigenous sexual and gender nonconformity. In addition, Chang charged that white people are guilty of cultural appropriation when they adopt certain sexual or gender identities. There are people who are not native, who are not indigenous, who are appropriating indigenous culture. For example, white folks who are claiming two-spirit identities, which is really not appropriate because that is something that belongs to one particular culture, Chang claimed. Chang's comments took place at the Advancing Excellence in Transgender Health Conference, which is hosted by the Fenway Institute. Despite Chang's extreme rhetoric, the consultant has worked with various high-profile organizations in addition to the Fenway Institute, including Facebook, LinkedIn, and Kaiser Permanente. The 2022 conference is being held from October 14 to the 16th, and is intended to train the whole healthcare team in providing responsive and confident gender-affirmative healthcare, grounded in research evidence and best clinical practices. The American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the Children's Hospital Association recently called on the Department of Justice to investigate and prosecute reporters and commentators who oppose the campaign to normalize child transgenderism. This report is part of an ongoing investigation from Breitbart News exploring the links and incentives between pro-transgender activism, pharmaceutical companies, children's hospitals, and other medical interests. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.